Thanks so much for the drive home. And thank you for inviting me to the comedy club. Great first date idea. My throat is still tight from all the laughing. I wiped away so many tears that I ended up kind of looking like a raccoon. Gosh, you're cute. Oh, I'm sorry. Am I staring? I should stop being so weird. Trust me, I'm weird. I mean, I'm not... not in a bad way, I mean. I just get a little uneasy opening up to people. A lot of reasons, but... my last three dates have gone horribly. And all because of completely random events. Yeah, super random. Okay. 3 dates ago, my date got a surprise call from his mom that had an emergency flat tire, which I get, of course. But low-key, I feel like AAA is a thing, and we had just gotten our entrees, and... Anyway, 2 dates ago, the guy cut the date short because he was having an allergic reaction to the salad appetizer, something about the romaine. And the last date before this one, he told me I reminded him too much of his sister. And I mean, I don't even think that was a problem, but whatever. It's been 3 months since that date, and when you asked me out in the ice cream aisle, it was like something out of a movie. I forgot to be worried that something might go wrong. That was the first time something like that happened to me. But not the last time, I hope. Oh my god. I'm so sorry. I should have asked you, or I should have waited for you to do it, or... kissing is okay, right? You don't think I'm a slut or something? Okay, good. My ex used to call me all sorts of awful names because I just love affection. My love language is a tie between physical touch and quality time. They were more of a words of affirmation person, but I even tried that and nothing. So many bad experiences have made me feel like I was just going to be forever single, and I just don't want to fuck up this night, okay? I want to do this right. I promise. So, do you want to come inside? I swear that's not a dirty pun. I have a cozy couch to lure you. Oh, gosh. Let me, switch this. I just have so much to do, so I have, I guess, a smart house. And there's a setting that makes it so that if I arrive after a certain time, the lights are low, and it's mostly because I'm light sensitive, and I just tend to really like old school music. Anyway, I'm really sorry I didn't have time to clean up, so please excuse the mess. Spotless? What? No way! Well, that's nice. Trust me, I had to get rid of a lot of roommates because of the mess they would leave. And here's the cozy couch I promised. We could sit and wind down for a bit. We could also make out if you want. Mm. I straddle you? Is it okay that I'm getting turned on by you being turned on? I'm not a fuck on the first date kind of girl, but I'd love to blow you. Yeah? Okay, one sec. I need your arms. Huh? Oh, these are just, safety cuffs? We're still really new to each other, and a blowjob would put me in a very vulnerable position, and it's like a safety measure for both of us. I've just had a few guys get a little rough, and not that you would do that, but I just want to be able to be as relaxed as possible and please you. You understand that, right? Oh, God. You look so hot like that. I didn't even know that I had these things installed till this couch was delivered. They've been super useful. Oh, I'm sorry. Was that too fast? I can go. I can start slower. Is it okay that I look up at you? I'm sorry, I keep, I don't know, your cock is just, Okay. I don't think it's fair. My pussy is throbbing this hard for you already. I really, I know what I said before, but I'm just feeling your cock in my mouth. If you like that, you'll love my pussy. I've been begged more than a handful of times just for a quick fuck. I can just straddle you again like I was when we made out. And I can ride you. And we can come together. Mm. So just a warning. I don't even want to call it a warning. It's like secret menu. I like to dirty talk just a little bit. Don't worry, I won't mean a lot of the things that I say. It might even sound a little crazy, but it makes me more turned on. Oh, your cock feels much better in my pussy, doesn't it? Oh, I know my mouth was really hungry for you. Oh, you taste so fucking good. Oh, my pussy. That grip. It's irresistible, isn't it? I almost want to unbind your hands so that you can touch me. Oh, no. No, this is better. Having you under my complete control. I ride and writhe on your dick. Oh, I wouldn't even let you out of the fucking house with a cock like this. I'm not coming you down too hard on your balls, am I? Oh, God. Oh, fuck up into me. Show me how much you want me. Yes. 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 I want you to breed me. Our babies would be so fucking adorable. Don't you think they'd be so cute? Oh, I'm gonna keep you chained up here. Make you breed me until I get pregnant. Oh, gosh. Don't look scared. Remember, it's just dirty talk, but fuck, it makes me so close. Come inside me, please. Breathe this pussy. Make me yours forever. Oh, I need your cum so fucking bad. Yes. 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 Fuck. Yes. Fill me. Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow, that did get a little crazy. Oh, but that was the best orgasm of my life. Oh, here, let me get off of you. Always good to stretch after. Oh. Yeah, I think I took my pill this morning. I do get a little forgetful, but I am usually really good on date nights. Oh, oops. Let me unbind you. Aww. Aww, your wrists. I hope little old me wasn't too rough on someone as strong as you. I think you're incredible in so many ways. Oh, you have to leave? Okay. I guess you didn't really plan on staying over, so totally fine. Let me, just... There. Can't have you smelling like pussy. What would people think? Oh, it's just a special body spray. It's got some energized crystals in it. I really hope we can do this again. I'm gonna try and manifest it every night until you come back. Night.